Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. First time I heard the name Derek and the Dominoes, I kind of went, huh? Then somebody said, oh, it's Clapton's new band. Got my attention from then on. The band was basically the band that had backed Delaney and Bonnie. Carl Rattle and Jim Gordon had gone off to play with Joe Cocker for a bit, and then joined Bobby Whitlock and Clapton, and even Dave Mason came along for a short while, too. Now, these guys had all been pretty busy because they were also playing on George Harrison's new album, All Things Must Pass. Now, there's many great tales of this storied, short-lived band, but I think the real fun is in the different accounts of how the name came about. As they were poised to do their first gig in London at the Lyceum Theater, they had no name. Talk of Eric Clapton and friends was tossed about, but Clapton didn't want his name used in the billing. Eric and the Dynamos was one. The story has it that Tony Ashton of Ashton, Gardner, and Dyke mispronounced their name on stage as he was introducing them. Eric and the Dynamos became Derek and the Dominoes. Then there's another one that Ashton came up with, Del and the Dynamos, Del being a nickname for Clapton. Or the story that the first time Ashton met Clapton, he said, nice to meet you, Derek, instead of Eric. It became a running joke, and EC was called Derek for the rest of that short tour. No matter which one you like, it seems Tony Ashton, at the very least, had a hand in naming the band. In early August, they moved to Miami and started recording at Criteria Studios with producer Tom Dowd. After a few days without much results, Dowd suggested they take a break and go see another band he was involved in producing, who just happened to be playing in Miami that night. The Allman Brothers. It was the first time Clapton had seen Duane Allman play, and the first time Duane had ever seen Clapton. Well, the rest is history, so sit back and enjoy the fruits of all of their combined labors as we give you Layla and other assorted love songs from Derek and the Dominoes on today's Yeah Baby Tunes.
Oh, Thank you. Thank you.
A very special piece of music from Derek and the Dominoes. Layla and other assorted love songs. From the top, bell-bottom blues. Keep on growing. Tell the truth. Why does love got to be so sad? Jimi Hendrix's Little Wing. And, of course, Clapton's tale of unrequited love, at least at that time, for his best friend George Harrison's wife, called Layla. Now, the album did not receive critical or commercial acclaim at first. It was not very well received, which I really don't get, because we in radio at the time loved and played it to death. But it really wasn't until Atlantic Records released Layla as a single from the history of Eric Clapton in 1972 that more notice was taken about the song's original surroundings. Duane Allman, who had been invited to join the band while playing in the sessions, remained loyal to his origins and stayed with the Allman Brothers, but did play two live gigs with Derek and the Dominoes in December of 1970, one in Tampa and the next night in Syracuse, New York. Can you imagine having been lucky enough to have been in the crowd either of those nights? Now, I've seen Clapton in concert many times, and I did get a chance to see Duane with the Allman Brothers, but together? Oh, man. Now, drugs may have fueled some of the intensity that was Derek and the Dominoes early, but it also destroyed the band in short order. Clapton was devastated by the death of his friend and fellow guitarist Jimi Hendrix, and a year later by Duane's death. He took the initial failure of the album very personally, too, and when the second album simply stopped halfway through, he spiraled into a 2-year heroin cloister that brought all creative works and public appearances to a grinding halt. Fortunately, he came out the other side and has continued to be one of the most prolific artists of this or any other era. But what came out of those sessions in Miami was nothing short of magic. Layla and other assorted love songs. Del and the Dynamos, or whatever their name was. You know. Thanks, EC, and thanks to all those who were there. It truly was a group effort. That's Tunes for now. I'm Mitch Michaels. See you next time for another Yeah Baby Tunes.